Hula Hoops, Quavers, Monster Munch Behaviour, Frazzle Space Raiders, Babies and Potatoes. Crisp War.
Crisp War semi-final day, coming to you live from Wembley Way. We're on the bus, we're on the team buses going down. How are you, Cole? What bus are you
can
on?
Can you feel it? I am on the bus to Crispsville, my friends. The bus to Crispsville.
This has been a long, long journey. I'm here now with, I can't think of any crisp names. Billy Monster, he plays up front for Monster Munch. He's pulled an Achilles, he's not playing. He's going to parade the trophy round should one of the Monster Munches get through and win.
I can see Gary Knickknack warming up on the side. He looks ready to go. He looks nice and spicy today.
That's it. See, that's why I've got you on for Crisp Wars, because you're just a crisp god, king of the gods.
And king of the Peter Potato promised he's going out for a disco tonight.
Hey,
how are you, Treacle? Are you well?
I haven't slept, you know.
Because you're so excited about Crisp Wars semi-final.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas.
Oh, it's like Christmas Eve. You know, and I don't know if we talked about it in the last episode, but Sinead and her fella went to a crisp theme park last week.
Yeah, I saw that, the potato park.
Yeah, I've just been listening to their reviews. Sounds boss.
Yeah, it looks a bit mad. I saw her post a few pictures on the socials, and she had like a skewer of crisps. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
But they didn't just look like crisps. They looked like proper fat, big potato crisps.
Was it not like a Twisted Tater?
Yeah, but it was just crisps on a skewer, wasn't it? I mean, they might call it something. But
skewered crisps.
They look good.
They had to pay with potatoes to get in.
How many potatoes?
Six potatoes each, but you could get an annual pass for eight.
Eight potatoes, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Big potatoes or little potatoes? How many new potatoes?
It'll be about 32 new potatoes, I reckon.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, talking about Sinead and her podcast, I remember a while ago when you announced that Mickey Waffles was joining the After Dark podcast network.
Yeah.
I don't, and no offence to anyone on the network, I don't really listen to any of the Disney stuff and bits like that. That's just not my cup of tea. I'm sure you all do a very good job. In fact, I know most of you do. I honestly didn't know anything. I thought it was going to be like a mob podcast. It didn't really click with me.
Like the mafia?
Like Paulie Walnuts, Mickey Waffles. I thought maybe it's like to do with that. Like,
oh, hey, so you come to me with a problem. You come to the family with a problem. You want me to fix your problem? Oh, but Jesus. That's three potatoes.
Yeah, like get Mickey Waffles on the phone. Fat Tony, he needs ending. He needs clipping.
It might all be a front, and you might have just blown their cover.
Do you reckon, Mickey Waffles?
He might have to go to Norway now and in the witness protection program.
Hitman Extreme for the Corleone family.
You want someone chipping? I'm the man to do it. You filthy animal.
Hey, you give Mickey Waffles a bell. You give Mickey Waffles a ring. I can't remember the word. What's the word for the hit?
Pop a cap in his ass.
Yeah, pop a cap in his goddamn ass.
You come to me with this shit? You're putting your problems on my problem, my table?
I'm Mickey Waffles. You got to give me 10 potatoes every week. If you don't give me 10 potatoes every week, I'll fucking cut your nuts out and I'll fucking leave them in your eye sockets because I'm Mickey Waffles.
Don't start me on that fucking fish because I'll batter him. There you go.
Oh, dear. But yeah, it looked good. Tater Park, yeah. Well, sort of. I mean, I can't get on roller coasters, as you know. So
no, but you can eat crisps.
But I can eat crisps, so.
And potatoes. They might have done like potato-based milkshakes and everything. Don't know.
Mm. That would be disgusting, though, so maybe not.
Maybe. Somebody out there's done it.
So we neither of us, so obviously this is the semi-final results episode of Crisp Wars. Eat crisps every day. Neither of us managed to actually get the crisps. We said we were going to get all four crisps. We're busy people. To be honest, it's like 11 in the morning. I've not long had breakfast.
Yeah.
Don't think I could sit through four packets of crisps. We are committed to having the finalists on the go. Will.
Definitely have the finalists. Just couldn't be asked. I was on a bike ride this morning. I said to Miho halfway round, have we got the crisps in? She said, no. I said, get Mickey Waffles on the phone.
Hey, Mickey, there's no fucking crisps in the house.
What are you fucking shitting me? I'll send...
Hey, Fat Tony, where's the fucking crisps?
Fat Tony's on his way with Billy Quaver.
Hey, Billy Quaver and Paulie Warner, they're coming to do the job. I'll tell you what I've got, though. I've got a coffee here, and I've got a Biscoff.
Oh, have you seen the Biscoff covered in chocolate?
Yeah, I've seen this. There's all variants now. But sometimes I like one of these with my instant coffee. Makes me feel like I'm, you know, in the Mediterranean. I'm on a European trip. I'm enjoying my little fancy coffee biscuit.
Oh, he's a dunker.
There you go.
It's in everything now. It's. I mean, I don't want to get you started on Biscuit Wars, but the Biscoffi is going after the Oreo because they're tearing up in everything now. Oreos are everywhere. Everywhere you look, they've just stuck an Oreo in it. Now,
yeah, true.
The Biscoffs. I wonder if Mickey Waffles had a hand in that. Banged a few heads together.
Could be. We know that the mob, they ran New York in the 80s. They ran everything. So, yeah, it wouldn't be beyond reason to think that they dabbled in the biscuits, in the biscuit wars of the 90s, at least.
There's a lot of bloodshed. But you know who survived? It was the Hobnob. Because they were
the Hobnob.
Extra absorbent.
They survive anything. Anything. Anything you throw at it.
Oh, we're going down another hole here.
No, it's true. It's true. I mean, they didn't cover it in the program, but obviously I know my stuff. And apparently there was 24 packets of chocolate Hobnobs that survived Chernobyl. And you can still eat them. They're fine. They didn't get radioactive or nothing.
Just that hard.
Yeah, true story, man.
Right, come on, let's put the listeners out the misery.
Mickey Crisp Wars, semi-finals.
Eat crisps every day.
Eat crisps every day. All right, so the first one was Nice and Spicy Knickknacks up against Salt and Vinegar Discos. Give me your thoughts. What did you think?
I put my vote on my personal page to get more interaction, and I did get I tagged it in it last night so you could count them all up. I did get a lot of interaction. So from what I glanced my eyes over that very quickly, I think Knickknacks have nicked it.
I mean, it was a bit of a weird, with both semi-finals actually. Once the polls went up on the socials, the votes came quick and they came heavy.
Yeah.
But they did slow down.
They did.
We need a bit more sharing for the final, I think. A bit more help getting it out there.
Definitely, especially with us being on the new podcast for the final. Remember that, listeners.
This or that.
This or that. I will put a link to it in the show notes for this episode. So I think the Knickknacks, I think.
Okay. All right, well, you know my thoughts on Knickknacks and my eternal love for the Salt and Vinegar Disco. You know, means a lot to me, this match. Right, Nice and Spicy Knickknacks. They got 68 votes.
68 votes. That's getting on for the record. It's getting close.
And the Salt and Vinegar Discos, they got 58. They're gone. We have our first finalist.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that. That is a favourite gone. That is the favourite, I think. The favourite gone.
Yeah, it's quite... Well, I don't know, actually, because the Knickknacks have had, like, a lot of support all the way through from day one.
Millennials.
Yeah, I don't get it. Personally, I'm not a big fan. The flavour's okay on the knick-knack. I just don't know about the shape, the texture.
Yeah, I don't know if we've all had the COVID, but when I tasted the knick-knack, it didn't jump out at me.
No, but look, it doesn't matter what we think. The people have spoken. Nice and spicy knick-knacks. They are a finalist in Crisp Wars.
Congratulations. Nice and spicy knick-knacks.
Yeah. And the Salt and Vinegar Disco Army, you didn't perform well. You didn't get out there. You didn't. I warned you on the last episode that the Knick-Knack Army were mobilizing. They were on the dark net. They were speaking to North Korea or Russia, all them. I did warn you, and you didn't react in time. So, you know, it's your fault, you bastards.
Shame on you. Right.
But the semi-final two.
The Battle of the Monsters.
The Battle of the Munch.
A monster mashup.
You couldn't have written this any better, really, could you, to be a semi-final? Beef Monster Munch versus Pickled Onion Monster Munch. Where are you going? Where was your head going when you heard that tie?
Well, I haven't eaten either of these crisps for a very, very long time. Until Crisp Wars! And I think I prefer the beef because it's a more subtle flavour. I think the pickled onion is a little bit sharp, a little bit... It's like sucking a lemon. So I'm hoping it's beef Monster Munch. But I think it'll have been a whitewash. In me heart of hearts.
No, I'm looking at the result. I wouldn't call it a whitewash, but... And I haven't announced it, but... I don't know. The pickled onion is a true pickled onion flavour for me.
Yeah. It's the closest to any of the flavours to a real flavour. I'll give it that.
Right. Well, Beef Monster Munch, they got 62 votes.
That's good, that. That's going to be something.
It's not bad.
That's high.
And the Pickled Onion Monster Munch, they got 76. They are through to the final.
That's a lot of voting, that, people. I think that might be our highest ever vote.
Yeah, it probably is. So there's your final of Crisp Wars.
That's like
nice and spicy knickknacks and pickled onion Monster Munch. It's a bit of a banger. Yeah, I can only see one winner, but I'm wrong continuously.
Yeah, I can see one winner, and we'll keep our opinions to ourselves. We don't want to influence anybody. I'll be straight on the phone to Mickey Waffle to see which way his betting consortium type rigging will be going. Because wherever Mickey Waffles puts his money, that's where I'll be putting mine.
Yeah, I mean, Mickey Waffles, I mean, he's probably got the power to decide elections, to decide votes. I mean, this will be a divisive thing. You know, we're in the days of things like Brexit and that. They're going to talk about Crisp Wars. It's going to be another divisive thing. So I just say to people, don't go out and, you know, love everyone, even if they like a different crisp to you. Okay, yeah. Doesn't mean you have to hate them. Doesn't mean you have to argue with them.
It's only a crisp. We have some very angry people out there on the socials. It's only a crisp. Just think, what were John and Yoko's favourite crisps?
Oh, I think they would have been really shit crisps. I don't know. They don't strike me as adventurous crisp people.
Well, Ringo writes itself. He would have had a hula hoop. A ready salted hula hoop for Ringo.
Or like an onion ring when he was feeling spicy.
Yeah. McCartney, he's got cheese and onion all over him.
Oh, no. McCartney would be like one of them weird vegetable crisps.
Oh, yeah, a beetroot.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not even a crisp, it's a vegetable, but hey-ho. George Harrison. This wouldn't even have been a crisp. It would have just been the mere thought of a crisp, an out-of-body crisp.
He would have meditated for 32 hours and the crisp would have just appeared above his head. The perfect crisp. A universal crisp.
A crisp for all. John's would have just been fucked up. Would have been a bit of heroin, a bit of fucking LSD.
Yeah, well, they might be quite popular.
Heroin and
probably get a few quid for them.
That'd be funny, that. So, the final is going to be on the This and That feed. I'll have the pod link in our show notes, and you'll do it in your show notes. I'll send you that link so you can share, and we'll share it on all our... How long are we giving them?
We need a bit of time, I think, to... Well, we don't need any time to set up the other podcast because you've already set it up, haven't you?
Yeah, that's all done.
Well, I think 3 to 4 days for voting. Is that about right?
I'm available all week. We can have this sewn up.
Well, let's say, I don't know what, I can't remember what the length is. It's either 3 or 4 days on Twitter you can do. Mm-hmm. It'll be something like that. Do us a favour. If you are on Twitter, I know it's difficult on Facebook, but if you are on Twitter, and you just, can you just please share it, share the polls? Believe it or not, that you might seem random, but when these pop up in people's timelines, they got no connection to it, but immediately they see, what? Oh, and they'll just press a crisp. They'll just cast a vote.
Share it with the makers of the crisp.
Yeah. Who makes Monster Munch?
Walkers now, I think. I did. I think it was on the Everybody's Got One feed. I included the makers of the crisps. They both blanked me because the pricks. But let's have a look. Oh, there's that one there. There's that one there. All right, KP Snacks is the nice and spicy.
Right.
And Walker's Crisps is the Monster Munch. Monster Munch's got very good history. It's been owned by several people at some point.
Yeah, I saw someone, I think it was on your vote, Fred, on your own Facebook, someone commented they would vote for one of the Monster Munch, I can't remember which one, but only... if it was like in the 80s when there was like no restrictions on drugs and additives and things like that.
It's right.
Which I kind of liked. And I want some of them.
Let's get in our time machine. Get on the phone and get Mickey Waffle.
Hey, Mickey, I need to go back inside. Fat Tony wants some high additive crisps and he wants some of that Kiora to make kids run up and down and jump on the walls and stuff.
And some blue Smarties. Leave it with me.
If only.
Right.
There we go.
And on that note, sleep easy, people. This is the big one. This is what you've all been voting for.
Take care. Don't fight each other.
And lick a crisp.
Eat crisps every day.
Inside a crisp bag, I'm pulling out all the crumbs. I'm licking them off my fingers and licking them off my thumb. When the bag is nearly empty and all of the crumbs are gone, I'll have to open up another bag until I've finished all of them as well. I like eating crisps, oh yes I do. I put them in my mouth and I start to chew. I like eating them inside my bed and in the bath as well, yeah. Yeah. I like eating crisps when I'm on my own. I like eating crisps when I'm on the phone. When I fancy something else, like, I don't know, some Rivita or something. La 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 la
The This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.